Neil, thank you for joining us. Good run out that, I thought. Yeah, language were really good.
Firstly, I've got to say, immaculate pitch, stadium, fantastic to everyone at Longridge. They gave us a really good game. You know, fair play to Lee Ashcroft. He's got rid of a lot of experienced players from last season. He's brought in a load of young lads, and they're good. And it's good to keep an eye on them. And you know, they've played with good intensity. So I thought first half for 20 minutes they were excellent. I thought then we dominated play, and then probably second half we surrendered them a lot. But you can't knock them. You know, if they can keep that side together, I'm sure they can have a good goal this season. But big thank you for putting us on tonight, and you know, we'll wish them all the best for the season.
Yeah, absolutely. What have you taken from tonight, other than the fitness element? Because you know, I mean, we could talk about the back four in that first half. They had to work. Linney had to work. I mean, they've been effective, I think, as a family.
We've taken loads from that tonight. I mean, you may not have seen, you know, we're trying to adopt this 4-3-3, 4-5-1 out of possession. You know, we got a bit of joy off Donner's breaking from deep in the second half. We got the free kick and Chaz dispatched it. I thought, you know, for 20 minutes of the first half, we got it wrong. I thought Harry McGee was going into areas he shouldn't have been, which was allowing him to play around us. But then when we fell into a midfield three tight, we got a lot of ball, which allowed the likes of Eddie Mieko, Jack Anderton to come into the game. And I thought we finished the first half really well. And then obviously we did all our changes again and deployed it again. So it's, you know, what, two training sessions in, two games, loads of positives. You know, two wins out of two, six goals and two conceded. So they're not easy coming places like this. Everyone expects you to win, but winning is a tall order. So, but no, happy with everybody so far.
Two goals for Charlie Innes in these two games. Obviously one from the penalty spot, but that free kick was pretty nice, I thought.
Yeah, it was, and you know, I'll be honest with you, we didn't back him on the bench. Got Everton won't go in for a while, and then he scored. You know, it shows what we know. But no, listen, you know, Charlie's come back fit like he does. He knows that when he plays this season, he's gonna have to impact the game. He knows he's got a lot of competition. He knows that at times we're gonna have to save his legs and you know and come up from the bench. But he's a master, isn't he? Set pieces. You pretty much put your mortgage on him. You know, scoring penalties and his first season, he was getting a load of free kicks, and hopefully that can be the catalyst for some more.
Going to segue to another player, but Jonathan Smith, he's been playing slightly more advanced in the first half against Fulwood, and tonight he scores. I mean, are we seeing something new?
We want to play a three in midfield, and we want the two either side of the central man to be the ones who break from deep. Tonight, Smudge and McGee got the opportunity to do it. Second half, Murray and Donoghue got to do it. What we've got to work out is who the best three will be. Mm. You know, the anchor man role can be Vincent, it could be Griffiths, it could be Smith. All got different qualities in different games, where Smith's got his tenacity and his bite. Vincent's just really calm in all situations, and Griff's got that diag pass. So we've got to work out which throw would be best. I think when you've got a runner of Donoghue, as well as what he is, he kind of complements whoever plays alongside him. But we've got a lot of work to do, because it's different than playing with a number 10 that we did last year. So it's knowing when to go and when not to go. So it's early, but you know, Smith is playing in one of the more advanced roles as we speak.
So we've had this nice little tour of Lancashire. I mean, it's beautiful here, isn't it? It really is.
It's only 11 minutes from my house as well.
Yeah, there is that too. Yeah, a bit longer for
us. That has been noted on the internet today, by the way. Yeah. get that in quick.
But, because beautiful surroundings here in Lancashire, beautiful surroundings in North Manchester. It's going to be great to get back to Broaders Park on Saturday.
It will be. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to all the volunteers and everyone who's given up the time that we have spent. Hours and hours and hours tidying up the stadium, you know, this summer. And I'm hoping that when people come through, they'll be able to recognise that. There's been so much work gone on. Mm. The pitch is in superb condition. But, you know, I'll reiterate, I keep coming in every single day and seeing different faces and people helping out. And it's a fantastic place to be around. And, you know, where everybody, you know, who's helping out deserves the plaudits. But I'm just hoping that, you know, come Saturday, that the fans recognise that, they recognise the pitch and they take away their empty plastic glasses at the end of the game.
Absolutely. It's good to recycle. Obviously, Brian Richardson coming back as well.
You've done it again. Shush. I was going to do that. You've done it again.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him. You know, I think he's got an interview with Tim pending this week, but it's going to be great to see Brian. You know, we keep in touch, we speak to each other. He'll want to put one over us, I'm sure. You know, Fulwood, that we started with, were a lesser opposition than Longridge. Longridge are a lesser opposition than Bootle. Mm-hmm. So hopefully the two games put together, we'll be in for a really tasty game against Bootle. I know that are going to be a really good side. And like I said, the pitch is absolutely immaculate. And I'm sure you've got two footballing sides. So, you know, we'll be doing the same again. It'll be 2:45.
I was going to ask you about that, because obviously if we tie in Bury as well, it is a step up.
The first four games is just training sessions. It's lad getting 45 minutes in the tank. We've consulted with Liv. You know, she doesn't want any more than that, because we're early into pre-season and Last season, we probably got it wrong. We played fatigued and got injured. So it's a learning process. If people were getting 45. Jack got 90 tonight because coming back to his old team, yep, we played the friendly for Jack. But Saturday, we're back to, you know, two lots of 45s. And, you know, hopefully, you know, the lads on show can put a performance on. But, you know, I want to stress that people will be expecting a win, but it's still training. And then we'll play Bury, and then we'll get ready for Jersey. And then when we come back and we get back from Jersey, you'll probably see the team begin to settle down, and then people start getting 60 minutes, 70 minutes in the belt, you know, coming into the last four or five pre-season games.
Well, Neil, big thank you for sorting this friendly out. I've never been here before, but it's a fantastic pitch, fantastic scenery, cricket club. What more do you want, really? It's great stuff.
It's fantastic, really. And you know, it forms part of our pre-season program. That's Fortwood, yeah, does. You know, and it's good for us, and we like coming here, and they look after us. And you know, I want to wish Longridge all the best this season. Yeah. They're a good club, and you know, I love them seeing get promoted.
Absolutely. Well, Neil, see you Saturday for Bootle, and big thanks for coming over and saying hello.